everyone, Johnny Mudd here, AV Insider, Rave Publications at the AudioQuest booth in Dallas, Texas, CEDIA 2016. Here with Stephen Mejias at the AudioQuest booth. Stephen, thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
It's my pleasure. It's great to meet you.
Yeah, it's great to meet you as well. What's going on at the AudioQuest booth? What are you guys showing off here today?
Well, we're showing off a lot of our products. Okay. We have a wide range of products. I think we're probably best known for our cables. But throughout AudioQuest's history, there have always been other products that we're interested in creating, refining. The thing that unifies all of our products, I like to say, is our desire, the goal to minimize and control noise such that the experience of listening to music or watching movies is more enjoyable, ultimately.
Okay.
So here we've got, just behind us, we have our Nighthawk headphones.
Beautiful.
Driven by our Dragonfly digital to analog converter.
And that's the new Dragonfly, correct?
Yes, we're looking at Dragonfly Red. It's been a big success for us. A lot of enthusiasm and excitement around it. Partly because it is now truly compatible with iPhones and Android devices. So previously, Dragonfly only worked with laptops or computers. And now you can take it truly on the go wherever you go. So high quality music in any way you want it, wherever you go. That's really, I think, in my mind, the excitement around Dragonfly.
And then it looks like it's also paired with Jitterbug there?
Yes, that's our Jitterbug USB filter. So in simplest terms, it just sends the noise, redirects the noise that is generated from computer USB ports back into the computer before it can damage the audio signal.
Okay.
With this little station here, we can show Dragonfly, or we can show do a wired versus wireless demo with our Pearl Ethernet cable here. And we're running Rune and iTunes. Very simple setup, but a lot of fun.
Cool. So I have not personally seen it, but I can see from here, from a distance, you have a new, I don't want to say incorrectly, but is it a power conditioner essentially under the Niagara line?
Oh, yes. So we refer to them as low-Z power noise dissipation systems.
Okay.
The designer, Garth Powell, is formerly a Furman. Fantastic guy. He's also a jazz drummer. Myself, I'm not inherently fascinated or particularly interested in AC power technology, but the first time I met Garth, he was still working for Furman, and I was at Stereophile at the time. I went to cover one of his presentations, and he totally blew me away. His passion and enthusiasm and expertise on the topic makes it really exciting. So to see him talk about his work is really inspiring, and it's great. He takes a more comprehensive approach to power management. So it's not simply a power conditioner or a filter or an isolation device, but it incorporates all those technologies in the most efficient, intelligent ways to really minimize noise and honor the music.
Cool. Any new cable lines that you've announced or anything like that? Or
nothing extremely new in cables.
Yeah.
But we've got a wide range of analog and digital cables here.
And not that you'd have to give any secrets away, but where do you see the future of AudioQuest moving to?
Well, we're going to continue to do a lot more in the personal audio world.
Okay.
There'll be new headphones, new digital devices. The Niagara line will continue to grow.
And for anyone listening currently, they want to learn more, where would they go to learn more?
You can go to audioquest.com. Hey.
Okay.
Audioquest.com. We also have a very healthy network of social media sites. So for people who are interested in connecting via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, they can do that.
Cool. Thank you so much for your time.
It's really my pleasure.